All right. Good evening, everyone. Buenas noches, everyone. And that's the extent of my knowledge of other languages. All right. All right. Well, it's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been such a long time. It seems like a long time. Yeah, I've missed our time together here at Venture Club. Have you missed it?
Yeah.
I've missed being here, and I'm so glad that we're here together tonight. Now, there is so much that we want to teach you. There's so much. There's so much, little ones. And we've been going through studying about Jesus and who he is and what he has done and what he will do. And if you are a believer of the one true God, if you have trusted in Christ as both Savior and Lord, we have so much to look forward to. So much to look forward to. We look forward to being with Jesus, right? Right. We look forward to being with Jesus. And the Bible tells us that there will come a time when we will always be with Jesus. Can you believe that? A time in the future when we will be with Jesus always. You know what always means? What does always mean? Tell me.
It means that
if we were God. Forever. That's another word to say, right? Always. Forever. Does it ever end? No. 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 You know, in a few weeks, we're going to be looking at something that you guys know as Easter. Do you guys do something at Easter time?
Yeah!
All right, let's get three volunteers, all right? I want to have three volunteers here with me, okay? All right, let's raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. Let's see. Jonathan, you want to come on up? Okay? All right, who are my three-year-olds, right? You guys come up? Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. All right, Chloe, come on up. Okay. And my four-year-old, all right. All right. What's your name? What's your name, bud? Benjamin, come on up. All right. Hey, why don't you guys come a little bit closer? Closer, right over here. Okay, right over here, right in front, right here, so everyone can see you. Now, we look forward to Easter, right? We look forward to the time when we have time together as a family, perhaps. And we have different things that we do, and we look forward to that time. And some of us, I don't know if all of you guys do this, but some of us do. Hold on, I'm going to get my act together here. Hold on, hold on. Let me see what I got here, what I got here. There's that, and there's that. Come on, done. Let's have you get that. Let's have you get that. Have you? What do you think is in there? What do you think is in there, guys? What? Coins? No? All right, go ahead and open it up. Open it up. Can you open it up?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans? What? What'd you get? One jelly bean. What in the world? And then how many do you get?
Six.
You got like six.
Well, look at that. Six.
Yeah, I'll give you some more.
I got
okay?
Six.
There you go. Oh, look at that. Something we look forward to, right? And you actually know that there's something inside. At least you think there's something inside, right? Yeah. Well, you guys can enjoy that, but not all at once, all right? All right, Benjamin, go ahead. You can close it up now. And even though that's one, just know that there's more in there, okay? Not so much here, but so much here. Not here, here. Oh, you want to put it in here? Okay, that's good. You're smart. You must be a girl, okay? All right, go ahead and go back.
Everyone hand?
Yeah, we look forward to a time when we can spend time at Easter with family and we celebrate and remember something very important that happened a long time ago. What was that? What happened 2,000 years ago? There was a week long that we call Passion Week. It speaks of the sufferings of Christ, that Christ suffered for us, right? What are you going to say? Joshua, yes, what are you going to say? Passover, that's right. Passover, yeah. Another way of looking, Passion Week, right? And Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday, right? Resurrection Sunday. Passion Week looks and remembers the sufferings of Christ, all that Christ suffered. Hold on here. And Resurrection Sunday celebrates his resurrection. That on the third day, what happened? Jesus rose from the grave, right? The resurrection is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It is about Jesus being raised from the dead, that he arose. The grave could not hold him. You know, the Bible tells us there will come a time when we won't be here on earth. That one day, all of us, listen up very carefully, all of us, one day, we will all die. Very sad news. One day we will all die. And it's that way because of our sin. It is because of our sin that we will all one day die. The Bible says all have sinned. Does that include everybody? Yes, that does. And the Bible says that the wages of sin, the consequence for our sin is what? Death, right? But thanks be to God that God has given us a free gift of God. Comes from him, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is because Jesus that we who believe look forward to eternal life. Eternal life. Now, do you remember what we learned last time? It'd been a long time ago. What did we learn last time about what Jesus did? Do you guys remember? If you don't, that's okay. That's why I'm here, right? Jesus died in our place, right? That's what we learned last time. And he did this to bring us to God. That is why we are a thankful people. We always give thanks, and we have God to thank always, because he has saved us. He has rescued us. But there is more to the story. There is more to what Jesus has done for us. Do you remember what happened after Jesus died on the cross? What happened after?
He rose again.
He rose again, but before that, what happened? After Jesus died on the cross, his body was placed in somewhere. Do you know where it was placed?
A tomb.
A tomb, right? A long time ago, I went to Israel and I took this picture. It's a tomb, right? Look at that. A tomb is a place where you put the body of a dead person. And a rich man named Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Christ, he took the body of Jesus, bound it in linen wrappings, and placed the body in a tomb. In fact, a new tomb, a brand new tomb. It was a tomb carved out of rock. Do you see that? It's carved out of a rock. It was a tomb carved out of a rock, and there was placed a large stone in front of the entrance. Do you see that large stone? It was rolled to cover up the entrance of the tomb so that no one would go in. And of course, no one would go out. I had the opportunity of going inside a tomb. That's me a long time ago. That was my skinnier days. No comments. Yeah. It was a tomb inside, and there all the dead people would be placed inside. This was a tomb of kings, actually. So I got a chance to go inside. Of course, I was alive going in, and I was alive going out. And I'm here this day because of that. Okay. But on the third day, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and she saw that the large stone had been rolled away. It had been taken away. And so she ran to tell Peter and John of the news. And they too saw that the large stone in front of the entrance of the tomb had been taken away. And they bent down and they looked in. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? There was no body. There was no Jesus in the tomb. The disciples had forgotten the teaching of Scripture that his body was not going to stay in that tomb to decay, just like Psalm 16 says. And Jesus himself predicted that he was going to suffer many things, that he was going to be killed. But he told the disciples that on the third day he was going to rise from the dead. He was going to rise from the dead. Dear little ones, our time here on earth will one day end. we will all one day die. Yet it is because of Jesus rising on the third day that we don't have to fear death. We don't have to be afraid of even death. Now, death is a very sad thing, a very sad thing indeed. But we don't have to fear death if you know God, if you trust in his Son. Because the Lord has swallowed up death for all time, the Bible says. Christ bore death and all its sting so that we don't have to bear any of it anymore. And his resurrection defeated death. But there's something else about the resurrection that I want you to know. His resurrection defeated sin. The Bible says that our big problem, you know what our big problem is? It's sin. We have hard hearts. We sin against God's law, that we sin against God himself. And the consequence for that sin is death, the Bible says. The reason there is death is because all sinned, the Bible says. Sin is what separates us from God. But Jesus laid down his life. He died in our place. And this is what Christ has done for those who trust in him. You know, the Bible says that your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake. Can you believe it? To be forgiven of God. The Bible also says the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us. We need to be forgiven. We need to be cleansed because our hard hearts, because our hearts are evil and bad, and they don't follow after God. We need a new heart. We need to be cleansed. We need to be forgiven of all our sins. If you do not believe in his Son, you remain in your sin. And there's no hope for those who do not believe and trust in Christ. That's why our prayer, my prayer, is that you would believe who Jesus is, that you would believe what he has done, that Jesus rose from the grave just as he said he would. He is not there. You won't find him there. And this is what God has done for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He obeyed the Father perfectly. He removed our sin by himself. He paid the penalty for our sin. He became the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God, the Bible says. And he did all of this to bring glory and honor to the Father and to fulfill his mission. His mission was to come down here, live a perfect life, and die in our place. He became the perfect sacrifice. And one day, God will bring us home. All those who trust in him, God is going to bring us home. You see, this is not really our home. Our home is in heaven for those who trust in Christ. To bring us home, to be with him always. You know what always means? Forever and ever. Does it ever end?
No,
it doesn't. And he will give us new bodies, and we won't get sick. How many of you are sick tonight? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know who's sick tonight. So when Jesus rose from the grave, he defeated death. He defeated sin for those who would trust in him. So how do we respond? How should we live then? The Bible says to do two things. Listen very carefully. The Bible says that we need to be faithful. We need to be faithful, to be steadfast, immovable, the Bible says. We're to continue being faithful. Stand firm, the Bible says. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel, the Bible says, that you have heard. Keep standing strong. Keep believing in him. Keep loving him. Keep loving him. Keep living for him. The Bible says, be faithful. And the Bible says also, serve the Lord your God. Serve him. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, the Bible says. Our time here on earth will come to an end. You need to know this. But as long as you are here, serve the Lord. Live the rest of the time here on earth to do God's will. You know, there are many here at Adventure Club who serve and love you. But you know, in reality, you know who they're doing it for, little ones? They're doing it to serve the Lord. They labor and they work hard to serve the Lord faithfully. So I hear the little sick ones in this room now. My beloved little ones, one day, we will be with the Lord always. What does that mean? Forever. Does it ever end? No. And we look forward to that time. We look forward to seeing who? Christ. And my prayer is that you would come to believe in Christ, believing who he is and what he has done, not only die in our place, but also rising again on the third day, conquering death and sin. See, my beloved, I also took this picture in Israel. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said he would. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the precious truth of one day seeing you, of one day being with you always. Help the children to understand the gospel and help the children understand your love for them, even while they are sinners. And I pray that they would trust in you alone for salvation. Thank you for this time here at Venture Club and the opportunity we have to teach these little ones about your eternal truth. And we ask and we beg, Lord, that you would save lives for your glory and honor. And everyone said, amen.
Change my heart. Change my mind. May I live what I've learned from you. Change my will. Change my breath.